We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To keep you waiting, I know times are hard. Now would you prefer a Visa or a MasterCard?
Because we're almost at the end of January. But it's not too late to get things in order for that new year, new you, new life, set of promises you made at the end of 2019. Bruce McCleary is the vice president for the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. And Bruce, credit card debt is a huge thing that prevents people from moving forward. So if you're looking at a bill that you know there's just no way in a month or two of really dedicating your finances to bringing it down, what is somebody supposed to do?
Yeah, it's really tough, John. There's so many things that that people have to worry about right now with their debt. Mm-hmm. And people are carrying a lot of debt right now. They're carrying an average of about $7,000 per household.
Yeah. Oof.
And it's tough to clear that debt out of the way. On an average $7,000 balance, it'd take about 21 years to pay it off. If you only made the minimum payments, 21 years.
Yeah.
So you can understand how people are stuck in that cycle. There are a couple of ways that people recommend for those who are burdened with credit card debt to get it out of the way quickly. You can pay off the debts from lowest balance to highest balance. You can arrange them so that you're paying off small balance debts first and just take all the extra money you have and apply it towards a balance. Or you can use the avalanche method, which is sort of a way to stack your debts from highest interest rate to lowest interest rate and pay off the highest interest rate first with the extra money you have.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the problem. A lot of people are scraping and they don't have savings. So they're not coming up with the extra money to be able to make that kind of progress on their debts. So, then it's just a matter of negotiating with your creditor, trying to work out a lower interest rate if you qualify, or trying to consolidate those debts into a balance transfer to a lower interest rate credit card or a consolidation loan. But it's tough, and the choices, none of them really look great.
Yeah.
When you're carrying that much debt.
But the worst thing to do is just to ignore it and know that you can't get it under control because you're just setting yourself up in six more months. The damage is going to be even worse, both with the sheer number of dollars that are on the ledger and probably your credit score, too, right?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of things take a hit when you just let it slide. And uh-huh. if you continue to let things get worse, and let's say you get off track with some of your payments, you miss a payment or two.
Damn.
God forbid, your interest rate's going to skyrocket. Right now, the average interest rate on a new credit card is 19%.
Wow.
That's crazy. And so if you think about that, if you miss a payment, your credit card interest rate could go even higher. It could go up to 36% in Virginia. That's as high as it can go in Virginia. So
that is insanity if you allow that to happen. There's no way to dig out from that.
Exactly. And then to top it off and make matters worse, your credit score takes a hit.
Yeah.
So good luck qualifying for low interest rates after that. So the best thing to do is to get a handle on it right away. If you don't find any of the do-it-yourself methods working for you, reach out and get help. You can talk to a nonprofit credit counselor. You can work out a plan. When you talk to a legitimately nonprofit credit counseling agency, the session is free, and you get a lot of good advice. It can help you get unstuck. But the worst thing to do is just let it sit.
Yeah. And you want to be very honest and completely forthcoming about what you're facing, so there's not some secret. This is not the time for shame to limit what you're talking about.
Exactly.
I also should ask you about the bankruptcy trigger. I mean, I've had some friends who've said, you know what, if it gets really bad, I'll just file for bankruptcy. Is that legit? Does that solve the problem or make things worse?
If at best, it's a temporary solution to a much bigger problem. And while it will damage your credit and it can set you back a bit when it comes to your financial health, the bigger issue about bankruptcy is because it doesn't fix the root problem, you could be back in the same situation very quickly. And because there are limitations on repeat filing, bankruptcy may not be an option the next time you get into the same kind of trouble.
And then you're really in trouble.
Yes.
Any basic tips on, you know, let's say you get things under control, making sure that you don't fall into the same trap? I'll be honest, I have decided that having two credit cards is the limit for me, because it was just too easy to say, all right, well, let me roll this one over, and they've given me the special deal on this credit card, and then you look up and you got $20K and you're thinking, whoa, it's harder to find a solution that will solve that problem than the $5,000 solution that, you know, you were originally faced with.
Yeah, you know, limiting your access to credit, limiting the number of credit cards that you carry is a really good way forward for people who want to avoid getting into this kind of a situation where they're carrying too much debt. It's a good idea to kind of look at the number of credit cards you have, look at the credit cards you're using, and then make a plan to limit the ones that you're carrying. But you have to be careful, because when you close out a lot of lines of credit at the same time, that can have a negative impact temporarily on your credit score. But in the long term, you may be doing yourself a favor, because you're not putting yourself in a situation where you could end up with a bunch of unmanageable debt. So that's one thing. And then the other thing, too, is just to remember to draw an invisible line down your credit limit, and make sure that you're not using more than 20% of your available credit limit. That keeps you out of situations where you could get into unmanageable debt with the cards that you have. But it's also good for your credit score, too, because your credit score is based on your debt utilization. And if you keep your utilization ratio low, that keeps your credit score high.
Very good advice. And you know what? Don't let February and March arrive and not deal with this. And it's painful for a lot of people, and it's embarrassing. But once you get it solved, it really can change your life for the positive. And if you're not sleeping well at night because you're worried about credit card debt, you know, you just got to tackle it if you want to get your life back. Bruce McCleary is the VP at the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. And I appreciate you coming on to talk about it. I know a lot of people, you know, secretly have this issue that they got to deal with. So that's helpful.
Well, thanks for having me on the show, John.
Thanks, Bruce. We'll be back with more, including traffic and weather, in just a moment. News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.